Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Ninth Night of the 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is September the 20th, 2024, or it is the 18th day of Tishri, 2028. We will start our first service today with Hebrews chapter 1. Okay, we're going to go into verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Yahweh, who at the sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being in the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. It says, by being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, for under which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be unto him as a father, and he shall be unto me as a son. And again, when he bringeth in the firstborn into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of the Yahweh worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Mm-hmm. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O Yahweh, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Okay, so a scepter of righteousness is a scepter of his kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, Yahweh, even my Yahweh, or thy Yahweh, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Yahshua, is in the beginning, has laid the foundation of the earth and the heavens and the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But unto which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? And are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of the salvation. Chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed unto the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast in every transgression, and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Yeshua, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. For the Yahweh also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according unto his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in the subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Yahshua, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with the glory and honor, that he, by the grace of the Yahweh, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make this captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them a brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which Yahweh hath given me, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooves him to be made like unto the brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining unto Yahweh, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Yahshua, who was faithful unto him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is Yahweh the Father. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Yahshua as a son over his own house, whose house are we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope that firm unto the end. For in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7, wherefore, as the Holy Spirit said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, and the day of the temptation, and the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, surely they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and a departing from the living Yahweh. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Yahshua, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. For it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and unto whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4, Hebrews. Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Let's say it again. For unto us, Hebrews, Gentiles, and Paul is speaking for himself, and we Jews, or Israelites, he says, for unto us was the plan of salvation through the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, a new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20:21, preached as well as unto them. That the word priest did not profit them, not being mixed with the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua and them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into the rest as he said, as I have sworn by my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For expecting a certain place as the seventh day on this wise. And Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they unto whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day of sin in David today after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest unto the people of Yahweh. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works. So Yahweh did from his works. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of the unbelief. For the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and of the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passing through the heaven, Yahshua the Son of Yahweh, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, that was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men, and things pertaining to Yahweh, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with the infirmity, and by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sin. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, that he that is called of the Yahweh as of Aaron, so also Yahshua glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And he said, Who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with a strong crying, and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of the eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of the Yahweh and High Priest, after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing, for when for the time you are to be teaching, you have need that one teach you again, that be the first principles of the oracles of the Yahweh, and are become such as have need of the milk and not of the strong meat. And for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of the use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now this is where we're at. We can discern both good and evil. And so we have become of age. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Yahshua, this is in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of the repentance from dead works and of the faith toward the Yahweh. Of the doctrine of the baptism, and of the laying on of the hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of the eternal judgment, and this will we do if Yahweh permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted of the good word of the Yahweh and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, since they crucify unto themselves the Son of Yahweh afresh and put him to an open shame. That's what the brothers did down at Kermit, Texas, 2002. He crucified Yahshua afresh, put him to an open shame. For the earth which strengthened and the rain that cometh off upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them, by whom it is just receiveth blessings from Yahweh. But that which beareth the thorns and briars is rejected, and nigh unto cursing, whose end is by to be burnt. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation. Though we thus speak, for Yahweh is not for Yahshua is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of the love which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered unto the saints and to your minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence for the full assurance of the hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, the followers of them who, through the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua and patience, inherit the promises. For when Yahweh made promise unto Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee and multiply I will multiply this, and in multiplying I will multiply this. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is unto them an end of all strife. Wherein Yahweh willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fed for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Yahshua, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of the Salem, priest of the Most High, this is Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. Yahweh, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king, and blessed him, and whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by the interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which later became known as Jerusalem, which is the king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of Yahweh, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people. There it is right there. They have a commandment to take tithes of the people. Whoever is put in charge of the office of the priesthood, and that's who we are. They have a current, take tithes of people. It says that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham, but he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of the Abraham, and blessed him that had the promise, and without all contradiction. The less is blessed of the better, and here men that die receive tithes. There it is right there, Hebrews chapter 7. But there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If their poor profession were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of the necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertained unto another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Yahshua sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of the Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is really a disannulling of the commandment joined before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto Yahweh. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, Yeshua swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Yeshua made a surety of a better testimony. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them unto the uttermost that come unto Yahweh by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heaven, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Chapter 8, Hebrews, verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven, a minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle, which the Yahweh priest and not man. For every high priest is ordained for the offering gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of a necessity that this man has somewhat also to offer. For if he were on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according unto the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of Yahweh, when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, if thou make all things according unto the pattern showed unto thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the day is come, saith the Yahshua, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Isaac and with the house of Judah, not according unto the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Yahweh. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be unto them as a father, Yahweh, and they shall be unto me as a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Yahshua. For all shall know me, from the least unto the greatest. For I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their iniquities, that I remember no more. And that he saith, A new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Okay, that's the end of chapter 8. And that will hook up with 9 through 13. That's already been recorded. This time. Okay, let's hook up with Galatians, chapter 1, 2, and 3, possibly. It says, chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by the Yahshua, and Yahweh the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh the Father, and from our Savior Yahshua, who gave himself for our sin, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according unto the will of Yahweh and our Father, unto whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahshua unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Yahshua. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now this word gospel is the same thing as preaching the plan of the salvation of the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua. That's what is meant by this. And so,
everybody knows that
by now. It says, and we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other plan of the salvation of the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, that is the gospel, unto you, then that you have receive, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men, or Yahweh, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Yahshua. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel, or the same thing as the plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews chapter 10, which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of the Yahshua. For you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of Yahweh and wasted it, and profited in the Jewish religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased Yahweh, who separated me from my mother's womb, and taught me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with the flesh and blood. Neither went I up unto Jerusalem, unto them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia, and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Yahshua's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before Yahweh I lie now. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, C-I-L-I-C-I-A, and was unknown by the face unto the children of Judea, a which were in the Yahshua. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified Yahweh. Okay. In me. And they glorified Yahweh and me. In 14 years, it says, Galatians chapter 2, verse 1, after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went up by the revelation and communicated unto them that gospel, the plan of salvation, the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of the reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But now the Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of the false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in the Yahshua, that they might bring us into bondage, unto whom we gave place by the subjection. No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel, parentheses, plan of salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, Hebrews chapter 10, 19 and 20, the new and living way, might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. Yahweh accepteth no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel, parentheses, teaching of the plan of the salvation, brother, the everlasting covenant of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel, or the teaching of the plan of the salvation, brother, the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, unto the circumcision, that means the circumcision, or rather Jews, the uncircumcision was the Gentile, was unto Peter. so. The gospel was committed unto Peter to teach to the Jews, and the gospel was committed unto Paul to teach to the Gentiles, the uncircumcision. Verse 8, for he that wrought effectually in Peter unto the apostleship of the circumcision, that's the Jews, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles, the uncircumcision. And when James, Theophilus, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave unto me and Barnabas the right hand of the fellowship, that we should go unto the bread of healing, and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come unto Antioch, I withstood him unto the faith, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision, and the other Jews dissembled likewise with him. Insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according unto the truth of the plan of the salvation, through the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-20, which is called the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles. Okay. Paul said, we who are Jews by nature, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith, by the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, even we have believed in the Yahshua, that we might be justified by the faith and the blood of the Yahshua, and not by the works of the law, which is the animal sacrifices of the old covenant. But by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So the works of the law, have opened up the animal sacrifices, you no longer are justified. But the new and living way, Hebrews 10:20. But if while we seek to be justified by the Yahshua, we are ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Yahshua the minister of sin? Yahweh forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might be a live unto the Yahweh. I am crucified with Yahshua. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Yahshua liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith and the blood of the Yahshua, of the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of the Yahweh. For if righteousness come by the law, then Yahshua is dead in vain. End of Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahshua hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Let's do that again. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth of faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, before whose eyes Yahshua hath been evidently set forth and crucified among you. This only will I learn of you, which shave you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of the faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10, in the New and Living Way, 19 and 20, the same are the children of the Abraham. And the Scriptures foreseeing that Yahweh would justify the heathen through the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, preached before the plan of the salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua are blessed with the faithful Abraham. Chapter 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. In other words, for all those New Testament now, since Yahshua has resurrected and has died for their sin, now if they continue on practicing the animal sacrifices, that's the works of the law of the Old Covenant, they're also under his curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Okay, so the book of the law says you are to continue on from the old covenant to the new covenant. You have to change your sacrifice. Yahshua changes the sacrifice for you. He did that in Ephesians 2:15. He showed that. Galatians 3:14, but that no man is justified by faith, by the law and the sight of Yahweh, it is evident, for the just shall live by the faith. Let's do that again. Verse 11, Hebrews chapter 3, but that no man is justified by the law and the sight of Yahweh, it is evident, for the just shall live by the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews 10, 19, and 20. And the law is not of the faith in the blood of the Yahshua, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. So if you do them, then you have to live in them, even though it's a curse of the old covenant to continue on. Yahshua hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. In other words, he changed the sacrifice from the animal sacrifice to himself, and that's how he redeemed us, by his blood, from the curse of the law that no longer is beneficial in the New Testament for those following the sanctuary system of the sacrifice for sin. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of the Abraham might come on the Gentiles through the Yahshua, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10, 19, and 20. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. and unto Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and unto thy seed which is the Yahshua. Verse 17, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of the Yahweh in the Yahshua, in the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Okay. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of the promise. But Yahweh gave it unto Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of the transgression, till the seed should come unto to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Okay. For then serveth the law of the animal sacrifice. It was added at the Garden of Eden because of the transgression of Adam and Eve and their sin. Verse 20. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahweh is the law then against the promises of Yahweh? Yahweh forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all are under sin, and that the promise by the faith in the blood of the Yahshua might be given unto them that believe. But before faith in the blood of the Yahshua came, we were kept under the law of the animal sacrifices of the old covenant, shut up unto the faith and the blood of Yahshua, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, and the law of the animal sacrifices was our schoolmaster to bring us unto the Yahshua, and to make the transition from the animal sacrifice to the Yahshua as a sacrifice of the New Testament by the law, that we might be justified by faith in the blood of Yahshua. But after that faith in the blood of Yahshua has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of the Yahweh by the faith in the blood of Yahshua. For as many of you as have been baptized into Yahshua have put on the Yahshua. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in the Yahshua. And if you be Yahshua, in other words, if you belong unto Yahshua, or the seed of Yahshua, then you are the seed of Abraham, and heirs according unto the promise. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under or with the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under or in the law, for the redeeming them that were under the law of the old covenant, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of the Yahweh through Yahshua. How be it then? When you knew not Yahweh, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that you have known Yahweh, or rather are known of Yahweh, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire to be in bondage? For you observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am. For I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. You know how that through the infirmity of the flesh I preached the plan of the salvation of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua unto you at the first, and my temptation which was in my flesh you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of Yahweh, even as Yahshua, who received me. Where is then the blessedness you speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you, my little children, of whom I travail in the birth again, until the Yahshua be formed in you. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law of the old covenant of the animal sacrifice, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. That he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, that he of the free woman was by the promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which Genesis the bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai, Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren, that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the destined hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we, the brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free woman. This brings the closing of this. This is our contact with the 11th hour calling number 11. Click on our audio archive to hear this message. And more, we're going to close now with a song.